Greetings and salutations. This is and I'm doing Petal's third questionnaire. So let's see. How do I feel about visible neck hickeys? No. I didn't even like them in high school. Don't they feel good? Feel good being made, but actual visible evidence of such? No, thank you. I prefer any love bites or marking to be in areas that no one else can see. Those who are made intimately, let me keep them intimate. Do I prefer carpet, wood, or tile flooring? My house, I have tile on the bottom floor and wood on the second floor, which generally works out pretty well. I like wood. I like the idea of having wood throughout, but I know that it's smarter to have tile in the kitchen or the bathrooms or anywhere that gets wet. Probably the bedroom. I'm kidding. I like wood in the bedroom too. Let's see. Do I like So how do I like them best? I'm a sucker for deviled eggs. I have no control when it comes to deviled eggs. I don't. But if I was making eggs, generally, if I go out to a restaurant, often eggs over easy. If I'm making them at home, scrambled, finely chopped scallions, tarragon, sea salt, maybe bacon sea salt, and a pepper, generally, is how I'd make them. Someone who's only able to have sexual interactions with someone I have a close bond with. Yeah. I've never just done a hookup, and I'm not a one-hit wonder. So if I find you interesting or fascinating, promising enough to have sex with you. I don't want to have sex with you just once. I want to have it over and over and over and over and over again. I don't have to think I'm going to marry you or spend the rest of my life with you. But I do have to care. I do. One of the... one of the only pieces of relationship advice that my father ever gave me was, if you find a man that you like, fuck him. Fuck him until he cannot see straight. Fuck him so that he can't even possibly look at another woman, because he's still trying to recover from you. Thanks, Dad. Yeah. I've never had a man leave me. Let's see. And different political views. I mean, how radical are we talking about? Are we talking about Republican versus Democrat? Yeah, I can do that. Are we talking about, you know, jihad? Well, that's a little extreme. I don't know. What are my current thoughts on the infamous internet video to a girl's like, ooh, ha ha, If you know the video, they'd scat and you would definitely help. So a thing about scat, and people I've talked to back in the TeamSpeak, they've all heard this story, but it's true. I'm not very good at knowing what different tags mean. Now, I actually try to wait. I wait until some of the filthiest people, you know, log on, and then I can ask them what the tags mean, because I've learned that Googling's not always a good idea either. You know, you just, it's no problem with people who enjoy this. I think it's fucking amazing. You know, that if you like it and that's your thing, you know what? Whatever two consenting adults or three or four or fuck a whole gaggle of fraggle friends want to get together and do, I think that's fucking amazing. And I love this place for that. But for me personally, I didn't understand what scat meant. I thought that it was a jazz reference. You know, kind of like skibbley deep deep doop. And maybe it was like a place that took place in a, you know, jazz bar, or that maybe somebody created a song, or, and you know, sometimes you sometimes you listen to an audio and you're just listening. You know, you're just kind of like, well, that's really nice. Boy, that person has a really good voice. Or I like what they're saying, or the story's really good. Or sometimes, though, sometimes you listen and you're like, meow. You make yourself comfortable and you relax and you let that voice take you on a journey. And mine came to an abrupt halt when I jumped out of my chair and I'm like, you want me to do what? Yelling at my computer, walking away from it, looking over my shoulder, pointing at it, going, this relationship is over. You need to go. You need to leave because you, no, you need to go. The importance of tagging 101. Everybody should have to sit through a crash course with a log on. With like little animated gifs. I think that would be important. But I'm not alone in this. We joke about it. Little Alice, who's just freaking amazing, she's so sweet. She goes, she was like, it's all right. I thought water sports had to do with jet skis. So we thought it would be really funny to come up with a collaboration. You know, jet skis, jazz, and jizz. You know, that, that doesn't happen, but we did talk about it. What's your skincare routine? Yes, because I would need a shower after that. Definitely need a shower. Let's see. I use Dove. It's pistachio and hibiscus, which smells amazing. They actually have pastries that have that scent, and it smells really good. Then in the bath, I use, and it's actually hard to get. Because I usually only come out with it during the holiday seasons. It's Laura Mercier Tarte au Citron Honey Bath. And it smells amazing. And then on my skin, as a lotion, I actually use Australian Gold. I think it's a skin conditioning. It's for tans. Actually, they have outdoor stuff, but I love the smell of it. It's a slightly citrusy and coconut, and I'll use coconut oil on my skin sometimes too. So what do I smell? I smell like food. That's what I smell like. I smell like food. Sometimes I just smell myself and be, and most people tell me how incredible I smell, and it's true, because I smell like food. It's good. Food is sex. GWA suddenly became a place where its content creators were paid according to votes and pay. You know what? I would think the world would be a much sadder place. I love this playground because whatever you're into, there's a room in that kink corridor for you, and there's people waiting for you, and I think that's fucking amazing. I was trying. I have a really, really off sense of humor. I do, but I kind of feel it's a little like Field of Dreams. Build it and they will come. You know, if you record it, somebody out there is going to fucking love it. It is going to resonate with them and it's going to be amazing. Now, me personally, I'm pretty vanilla. I really am. I am. I mean, what I do very well, but I'm pretty vanilla, but I think it's amazing. People do these really wild things and other people just love them, and I think that's you know, please protect our future. Let this be a fun place for everybody. You know, I love it. So yeah, I have a really kind of off sense of humor. I was trying to get some of the guys back in the TeamSpeak GWA to do a caveman one. I thought, how fucking great. No really storyline, just like a guy growling and grunting and like his own kind of made up caveman language. You know what I mean? Like, how fucking great would that be? I mean, I would be laughing my ass off, but I'm sure this would resonate with a lot of people. You know, guys go, maybe pick up some rocks, you know, slap them together in the background. That's the sound of fire crackling, but, let's see. It's what I've built on GWA. Something can throw away us right now. Where does GWA in terms of you know, how I came here was somebody telling me, you need to go find your own kink. Go forth. Find what's interesting. And I'm you really don't want to open up that kink. That kink door. That's not a door you really want me walking through. You do not want to open Pandora's box. I am such an intense person. I really am. Everything I do is with intensity. Yeah. But it was, you know, months and months and months of, yes, go look, go. I want you to look. I want you to look. I want you to find what's interesting to you. I want you to, that was a lie. He was not very happy. Oh, did you let the monster out of its cage? And that's what I am. I'm a monster. I could walk away for the right person. Absolutely. But it's been so fun exploring myself and the things that I'm interested in and learning more about myself and, you know, increasing my comfortability with other things. Even if it's a matter of opening up a kink door, walking through and going, nope, not for me. I still think it's a fascinating thing that they're there and, you know, kind of a safe place to go in and take a look and peek in. And, you know, like I said, some of them, you know, and you go, well, this is all right. And some of them you go, this is really good. And some you kind of peek through the door and go, nope. That's all good. It is. But I love it. I do. I love a lot of the people that I've come across. They are really neat people. I mean, just fantastic. The meaning behind my username. I posted originally for 3 days. And I posted under Smitten Kitten and said, lover, I didn't really tell him that I was posting. I mean, I told him, oh, I really like this, and I think it's amazing, and I think I want to be a part of this. But I didn't actually tell him, I guess, or maybe he wasn't hearing me, or I'm sure it was, you know, poor lack of communication on my half, or... I talk really fast sometimes, so, you know, that might have been it too. But I did send him a recording first, and I hadn't known that he hadn't listened to it or read it or whatever, because he hadn't been feeling well, but I did post it. And when I learned that he hadn't listened to it, you know, it was a really awkward kind of like, well, we need to talk about this, and, you know, and then kind of he was very upset, and I'm like, well, you know, it's okay, I'm sure not very many... in 3 days it'd been listened to, you know, 3,600 times, and things did not go well. But the posts I got, good lord, just in 3 days it was astounding, it was amazing, it was the PMs, wow. I changed When I decided to post again, I changed it to shh. I kind of felt that, and in fact, I know that it really did change the type of PMs that I got. I think that if I had been a little bit more openly sexual, as the kitten name kind of denotes, the PMs I would have gotten would be more aggressive and just different. Not that I don't get dick pics and videos and videos. Oh! Everything ever in the world. So fascinating. The best. No, it's not that I don't get pictures and PMs and really just amazing things, because I do. I get fantastic things. But I think that with a name like I don't know. I think the type of things that I get. I think that people have actually listened to my audios, where sometimes I think that even just with the kitten name, somebody will see it and send you something before they even listen to you. So I don't know, maybe that's naive of me to say that with a name like that, I'm not as interesting to people. So the people who send me things have listened to me and I pique their interest, that kind of thing. What is one pair of shoes I wear all the time? I like to be barefoot. I do. It's terrible. I shouldn't, but I do. I like to be barefoot all the time. And while I'm fully functional in heels, and I can be, that's not my first choice. It's just not. I prefer to be in kind of Teva sports sandals or Eastland hiking boots or something like that, but barefoot. Barefoot is what I prefer, to be naked and barefoot. Naked. Yes, naked is good. Let's see. Am I hesitant to give out small physical details to myself and listeners if someone asked me what color my eyes were, how tall I was? Yeah, I have green eyes. I have green eyes and I'm 5'4", so all terribly fascinating details. Yeah, I don't really have a problem with that. I don't. Let's see, what is an item you absolutely must splurge on? This is something, it's generic or knockoff, anything would not suffice. Most things. I hate to say it, but most things. Perfume, lotions, food. God, I don't know that I could buy anything generic food. I just don't. I love food. Like, I love good food. If I'm going to eat something, it better be fucking amazing. That's not to say that I don't go to like McDonald's and grab something, because I will. I don't. But if I'm going to be making something, it's going to be incredible. I mean, there's a reason why people try to stop by my house right around dinner time or even breakfast. What are you doing? Have you eaten yet? I mean, that's like a common thing for someone to have. Have you eaten yet? Buddy. Who's your baby? Who's your baby? And speaking of kinks, the only way that I would ever be able to really do like a really good F-stop audio, I think, would be with my cat on my lap. I think it's really the only way that I could go, who's a good boy? Who's my baby? Who's a good boy? Ooh, baby. Such a good boy. It's true though. I just don't think I could do that. I could do that. He was sitting here. Let's see. Off topic. I go off topic really easily. Let's see. Would I ever consider doing a meetup with someone I met off GWA? Perhaps doing a live somewhere. Only here. Wow, that would take a really special kind of partnership. That would. Wow, I. That's not good. What did you do? Wait. Hold on. Technical difficulties. Not giving me the attention I want, woman. The iPad will suffice. Really? I've been replaced? Replaced? Replaced by an iPad? Really? You just got it. You common hussy. Could I meet someone? I don't know. I mean, if there was someone really, really special. And I think that anyone that you met here and developed a real romantic interest with would be really special, because I think that in a relationship, one of the hardest things to talk about is, what do you really want? What turns you on? You know, as a society, at least over here in America, we don't talk about sex. That's something you shouldn't talk about. That's something that's taboo. And I think that people have a hard time conversing about it. So I can tell you that I haven't. The TWA couples are lucky ducks. Yes, very ducky. I think that a lot of those people are indeed, they are very lucky. And the couples that I have met are really lovely. They are just the nicest people. And what a hard thing. You know, that's, boy, they have amazing communication, and they are just, they are such neat people. They really are. And I just wish them all the luck. But if everything works out for each of them, wow, what an incredible relationship. I mean, really, what a fantastic start to a relationship. No secrets. That's what I like. I don't care what you tell me. Just everything that you actually tell me. Don't lie. I don't care what it is. Just be honest. Let's see. Do I consider flirting with someone online or through text? Cheating. Yeah, I mean, some people have no problem with, I really, really think that so much of that kind of thing depends on the relationship. I mean, me personally, I don't always play well with others. I don't. If I make a commitment to one person, then that one person is the most important person to me. And that can be very hurtful to play with someone else. Now, if you have the kind of relationship where you're open about that, or you want to share, or more power to you. You know, I think that if you're in a relationship, those kind of things need to be clearly defined, what each person is okay with. Me personally, you know, if I'm committed to one person, I really am committed to that one person. My previous man I was with was fascinated with the idea of me being with someone else. Insistent about it, that it was going to happen at some point. He didn't want to be with anyone else, and I was really trying to work and wrap my head around that. That's not something I've done before. And I don't know. I don't know if that ever would have happened. I don't know. But, yeah, I tend to be a bit more possessive. Not in the way of, like, oh, you can't talk to that person, or you can't go out with your buddies. No, go. Fucking go. Go have a great time. I will make damn sure before you leave the house, though, that you're thinking exactly what's going to happen when you get home to me. In fact, I'll make damn sure it's all you can fucking think about when you go out. But go. Go. Have a good time. I have friends, too. I don't I don't know. I think some of it is about it is communication. But me personally, yeah, if I'm with one person and I tell you you're it, then you are. I'll talk to anybody, but I'm not playing. I wouldn't do that. Let's see. During sexy times, rate things from most arousing to least arousing on a lady. I am a lady who's not into ladies, really. I think women are beautiful. That's just not really my thing. But I can tell you what I think is sexy for me. Naughty nurse uniform. Well, I mean, I've done Halloween stuff, so let's see. Naughty nurse uniform. I'd rather be in a doctor's outfit with nothing else underneath. That's better. French maid. Yeah, I've done that. Not really necessarily my thing, I guess. But I have done that. Let's see. Catholic school uniform. I was in a Catholic uniform for years and years. And there is nothing fucking sexy about that. I mean, I get it. I do. I get the whole short plaid skirt and tight white shirt and knee socks kind of thing being a thing for some men. I do. I think that's really kind of a porn culture that has evolved from that. Because let me tell you, there is nothing sexy about Catholic school. black lace bra and panties. Yes. Yes, that's very sexy, especially with thigh highs. Very, very sexy. Men's dress shirt. Fuck yes. My man's dress shirt, and that's all I'm wearing. Yes. I personally think that's incredibly sexy. And, I have always been told that, you know, my lovers, that's a look they particularly enjoy at me, so, yes, men's dress shirt, nothing else on, good stuff. If I were to develop a crush on someone I met on GWA, would I tell them? I think I touched on this on the other thing. I'm really practical. I'm very friendly. I am, like I said, I'm aggressive in it. I am friendly. I'm a force of nature. I mean, I'm very open. I like to talk. I have a really off sense of humor. I think there's been people who thought that I had crushes on them, but I don't really work on that level. I don't really do the whole crush thing. I mean, I can appreciate certain things about someone, like, oh, they're very sweet, or oh, they're great and they're sexy, or this is amazing or that, but for me to really have feelings about someone, I would have to know a lot about them. I mean, a lot, you know. I would need to know a lot. I don't really do the crush thing. I just don't. I can imagine, and I know a lot of people, it's easy for them to do a crush thing because it's, playground is, and the audio recordings, it's such a dichotomy because you're sharing the most intimate part of you, your sex, something that's generally publicly hidden, but at the same time, generally, on the other hand, everything's so private, and I'm fiercely private, I really am. You know, in some ways I'm very, very open, and in other ways, you know, I'll get somebody who goes, oh, that's cryptic, and I go, yes, yes it is. I'm just gonna let it lie. I would need to know a lot about someone because, again, on one hand, you're so sexually open and people tend to think that they know everything about you based on you sharing something that generally, you know, in the real world is one of the last things that they would get to know about you. But on the other hand, it's anonymous and I don't think I would really develop a crush on someone just based on limited interactions. It just, Yeah, that's not really me. I mean, that's not to say that I couldn't meet someone who's amazing and wonderful and want to share more of myself. And that's not to say that. It's just that, yeah, no. I think this is a place where too easily people could get attached on false pretenses. I think that, I think that GWA should come with a warning label for a lot of people, you know, to just remind them, yes, you've heard this person orgasm and share intimate things. That doesn't mean you know anything about them. You don't know what they like to do in their off time, how they handle their stress. You don't know childhood stories. You don't know, you know, if they leave the towel on the floor after they get out of the shower. You don't know anything about them. Let's see. For the rest of my life, eat untoasted white bread, crunchy peanut butter sandwiches with the crust on, or the cold watery tomato soup with the random stock aside. God, that's not even a question. I'll take the peanut butter sandwiches, please. But can I steal the stalk of celery? Sometimes. Because I do like celery and peanut butter. Usually smooth peanut butter, but that. I do like it. You must experience the storm before you can see the rainbow. Why not? Is this quote bullshit? Yeah, I mean, I think even the most terrible things in your life can make you appreciate the little things or the good things so much more. You know, not that I'm a big lover of the big heavy shitstorms that can happen in people's lives, but I do think that they help form who you are and how you deal with things and how you see the world. There's rainbows everywhere. There really is. You just have to appreciate them. You do. I try to take joy every day. I get told all the time that I have a childlike sense of wonder, because I do. I enjoy life and try to take an appreciative stance of everything around me. So, I mean, I've seen a lot of storms, but I don't think it's really a bullshit quote. My first cell phone. Could I have it now? Do you know? I'll make a confession. I don't have a smartphone. I have a stupid phone. I do. I just don't necessarily see the reasoning behind it. I have iPads, iPods, lots of computers. It's not that I'm not technically proficient, but when it comes to a phone, I don't like to talk on the phone very much. I don't, as much as I talk, I don't know, I guess maybe I've resisted. One of the very large reasons I've resisted is going out in public. And especially if you go out to dinner, you go out to lunch, and you see two or three people or more, and they're all together, but they're not together. They're in their own little separate social sphere. So they might be with someone who they're with, and they're not paying any attention to them. And I just think to myself, my God, why are you even out? Why are you with this person if whoever is texting you or posting some crap thing on Facebook or whatever it may be, if that's more important than the person you're with, you probably need to not be with them. I mean, you know, yes, I love the fact that everything digital is at your fingertips and that can be really useful, but I just think it's terribly rude. As a society, how we've come to accept that it's okay to be with someone and really not give them attention. I don't like that. I like, sometimes when I've gone out with friends, everybody puts their cell phones in the middle, and the first person that reaches for a cell phone, they have to pick up the tab, the bill for everybody. You can see all these little fingers twitching as, you know, biddy bidoop, biddy bidoop, bidoop, you know, for updates, Facebook updates.
Oh God, as if that's a fucking important thing. Give me a break.
It's not. It's so not. I don't give a shit. In fact, I think the whole Facebook thing, in a way, can be really fucking creepy. It's like knowing things about someone, but they've never actually told you. And I don't know what's creepier. I don't know if it's creepier to cyber stalk someone, to know everything about what they're doing, or if it's creepier to share and post everything you're doing as if people actually give a shit. Yeah, it's terribly vain, and it's ridiculous. I mean, it can be nice. It can be nice with friends and family when, you know, hey, I want to let everybody know that this is going on, kind of blanket statements and the idea, almost like a mass email kind of thing. It's nice, but yeah, I don't know. Let's see. Does a sexual romantic partner's height matter to me? No. No. I've been with a varying spectrum of lovers regarding height, and you know, they can all be really nice. I'm 5'4". I can't say that I haven't ever been with anyone shorter than me. But no, it doesn't matter. Sexually, I can say that it does change with some positions, you know, are more comfortable with for sure. Is there such a thing as being too young to know what love is? Is there such a thing as falling in and out of love with the person? Yeah, what I really think is that when you're young, you have a different idea of what love is. You know, when you're young, it can be that all-consuming, angsty love that, oh. And that's a wonderful thing. It is. It's fantastic. But I think that as you get older, there's a lot of different levels to love. And I believe that you can love someone, really love them, but not be in love with them. Love is hard work. A relationship, love is not necessarily. Being in a relationship can be very hard work. Communicating, working together to tackle a problem or solve a problem, or what do you do when your partner approaches things and deals with things very different than you? Communication and being in a relationship is a choice. Loving someone may not necessarily be a choice, but being in a relationship with them is a choice, and you can either choose to think of them first and foremost, you know, every day, or they're not, and kind of do your own thing. But when you are in a relationship with someone, at least for me, I think of them all the time. You know, I try to think of them in everything that I do, and you know, you kind of tend to put sometimes their wants and needs before your own. I mean, hopefully you can walk through doorways together, but yeah, I think it's very possible to fall out of love with someone. People change, they do, and hopefully you change together and you grow together, but that doesn't always happen. It doesn't, and a breakdown in communication is fatality. That's one of the worst things that can happen. It really is. One of the first times that you stop talking, it becomes a little easier to not talk, not talk, and easier to just deal with things separately. And yeah, relationships can be a lot of hard work, and they're so worth it. When you have good ones, they're so amazing, and they're so worth it, and they're fantastic. Yeah, okay. Do I have a signature fragrance? If so, would it? You know, friggin' Ralph Lauren. I used to love Ralph Lauren Safari for Women, and it's one of those things that they take on and off the market all the time. But for me, recently I've been using Jimmy Choo Illicit. I don't use the spray, I use the rollerball. And you know, you put some behind your ears, your wrists, between your breasts, up your stomach, that kind of thing. It's a very good smell. I don't like it the moment it goes on, but give it about 10-15 minutes and things I use. It's delicious. It's really good. See, can I have a hands-free orgasm? No, but I wish I could. Actually, no, I don't. It would be terrible. If I could have a hands-free orgasm, that would be bad. Because I'm definitely able to experience multi-orgasms. Oh, that would be bad. That would just be fucking bad. It just would. Do you think you'll be living in the same place in the next 5 years? Likely. It's likely that this is where I'll live. You never know, though. Life is a weird and wonderful place. You never really know. Would I ever try? Have I tried a man versus wild type of adventure? I would probably prefer not. However, I love that kind of crap. I do. I watch a lot of that survival stuff, and I enjoy it thoroughly. But me actually doing it, I don't know. Could I go vegan? If you are, I have been vegan in the past. I am not now. I am fully carnivorous. But I mean, there's still times where I'll eat vegan, but was it difficult originally? Yeah, I used to be a runner, and it was really hard, especially in college. You know, that just wasn't, there weren't a lot of vegetarian options, so in fact, a lot of times the only reliable vegetables they would have would be onions and green peppers. To this day, I still don't eat green peppers hardly ever. I mean, I'll make stuffed red bell peppers, but I won't use green peppers just because, I mean, it's just not something I choose to eat because I eat so many, like, pepper and onion sandwiches. I know, it's gross. It makes my stomach turn even think about it right now, but, ugh. Let's see. If you could only have sex or one of two becomes, would you want it to be the rest of my life? Well, you know, you didn't really. You didn't say that I couldn't feel really, 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 really good. I mean, almost right there. I mean, I've never been one for edging, because pretty much I'm either 2 feet in or I walk away. But I would have the man orgasm, seriously, because there is nothing better than having a man orgasm inside of you. So I would much rather that the man orgasm. And me, I'll just skate right along the edge of that. what other subreddits do I frequent? This is pretty much where I go, but I do like, I'll look at the movies and gaming. I'm a really big geek, so, yeah, and I've listened to, I posted something under Pillow Talk once, and that was an interesting place. Those would be the ones I would say that I frequent the most. That's, you know, I've gone all over the place, but, you know. Let's see. Would you rather be without your tongue or your teeth? I'd rather be without my teeth, because, you know, you can always get, some clackers put in. You can always get the dentures ever. So, let's see. The only pornographic material you're able to access on the internet is literal rest of my life. My own audio is a laggy, pixelated porn with no sound. Oh, good lord. I guess my own audios, but I would become really, really good at doing voices. Like, really good. Or I'd use maybe, like, the sound modulators or whatever, so I could change my voice. And, you know, I'd like, I'd probably get really fucking elaborate at that point. I mean, like, I would be my own Foley. There would be sound effects and, you know, multiple characters in it, and, you know, but that sounded bad. But, yeah, I guess so. So, anyway, those are all of the questions, and that was definitely me rambling, so I hope that anyone who was bored enough to listen to this has enjoyed. Holy mother of, wow, 45 minutes. Wow. Alrighty then. So, enjoy.